This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're joined today by Callum Sinclair. He's the ruckman for the Sydney Swans. Thanks for joining us, Callum.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, mate, you're a professional footballer. Yes. From a pretty young age, did you have any thoughts that that's where your life was going to go?
I guess probably early days, it's kind of like, you know, you're a young kid and you're watching on TV and stuff like that, and you probably have the dreams of playing. But I guess kind of when you go in your teenage years, you start to kind of think that it's actually a little bit of hard work involved, and then it becomes a little bit more difficult. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't have thought that I'd be in the situation I am in now. But obviously, it definitely was a dream as a child, so very lucky that it's paid off.
Were you always going to go pro, or would you have been happy to just keep it at a more friendly professional level?
My situation's probably a little bit different. A lot of guys get given the opportunity at about 18 years old. I kind of had to wait till I was about 22, wait 3 or 4 years just through not being selected. So, yeah, from that perspective, I've always wanted to go pro, but there was a big uncertainty to whether I was going to get there or not.
Can I just... This is a moment where I need to actually confess something to you, talking of age.
Yeah.
So I self-confessed, Hopeland, our listeners, they know this. I'm not hugely aware of everything to do with sport. I will give you the sausage rolls. I will make pancakes on a Saturday morning if you come over to my place to watch sport. But I had to actually Google you to just double check your background. And I saw that you were born back in 89. Okay, that works out about being 27. Then I went to your Swans page and saw that it said 18 at the top, and had a sudden epiphany where I realised that the number that appears on the sports page is not your age, it's your jersey number, which I have gotten that mixed up with other players on so many occasions. So I just feel like I needed to share that this morning.
So what did you think when a player was wearing number 1 or 2? Did you think...
you can't take the logic to the full extent, because it's just not
a really talented toddler running around on the field.
Yeah, like they're oversized. Boy.
It's a different conversation altogether that needs to happen off air there, actually.
Probably.
I think so. So we know that it's a lot of hard work athletic-wise to play AFL, regardless of age. Have you ever had times where you didn't want to hit the gym, and how have you gotten through that?
Oh, I think every player would go through that. I think there's, like, especially at the moment, we're in the pre-season phase where you're not playing any games and you're just training non-stop. It does come pretty repetitive, and it's like anyone, you go through days where it just becomes a grind. The luxury we have is that, you know, you've got 40 of your friends around you to kind of get you through it, and probably makes it a little bit more enjoyable than doing it on your own. So I'd probably suggest that people are struggling to, whether it be work or go to the gym, if you surround yourself with people, it makes the experience a lot more enjoyable.
Certainly I would imagine that you're going to build some really incredible lifelong friendship playing for the Swannies. Is there a moment, though, or moments within your job where you go, oh, man, this is what I really dislike about being an AFL guy?
Yeah, I think it fluctuates. Like, you kind of, at times, you kind of get a little bit of, you don't really get a concept of reality, you know, that I kind of pinch myself sometimes, you know, I get to play a game for a full-time job, you know, I get to run around and chase a football with my mates for a full-time job, but probably at times when you are injured, you're sore, and that's impacting on your everyday life, those are the times where you're probably thinking, you know, oh, this is probably the downside of playing AFL, is when your life outside of your job gets a little bit impacted and you can't do the things that you want to do.
Are you able to find any kind of balance between your personal and professional life?
It's difficult because it's more of a lifestyle thing. You know, you can't go out and just, you know, enjoy do what you want on the weekends like all of your friends want to do. So you've got to kind of get a balance somewhere else. So a lot of the guys are studying. A lot of guys spend a bit of their time outside of Sydney, whether that be surfing and things like that, to kind of escape it a little bit, because, you know, players can drive themselves mad by overthinking the game. So any opportunity to kind of get out of Sydney and take your mind away from your job, yeah, it's highly recommended.
Now, in layman's terms, as a ruckman, you're the big, large guy in the middle of the park who knocks the ball down to the smaller guy to run around with.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
But you probably take a few knocks and bruises and bumps and people smacking you in the back, man. Is there like a positive outlet on the field where you can kind of vent that frustration, or do you have to wait for a punching bag after the match?
Well, the game's so regulated these days that you can't actually do too much to your opponent. So we do boxing once a week, and a few of the boys get a little bit carried away. So from time to time, we can get a little bit heated. But, yeah, out in the field, the definitely frustration that kicks in, but it's just how you channel it. You know, sometimes if you go overboard, then you're gonna kind of penalise the team with either a free kick or cost the team a goal. You've got to be very very calculated in your decision making with those kind of things. But yeah, it's something that probably gets a little bit easier with age.
When the day for your retirement does come, many years down the track, have you thought about how you're going to transition out of the sport? Because that's obviously a real challenge for professional sports people.
It's difficult because a lot of the players, you know, ever since they were a young kid, they've honed themselves in on this one skill, and that's playing football. So I think for me personally, I'd probably like to get away from the sport completely. Probably see a lot of people going to coaching and a potential media role. Yeah, I'd probably personally like to see myself kind of get out of the sport and just kind of challenge myself to something a little bit different and get out of my comfort zone.
For any aspiring athletes who are out there right now dreaming of making it big time, what would be your encouragement to them?
One is enjoy the sport, particularly as a junior, you know, regardless of what sport it is. There's all these kind of elite academies as a teenager and elite kind of training programs. I think I see a lot of young kids get kind of turned away a little bit because the enjoyment of the game kind of stops for them. I think by being engaged and just keeping it and just remembering why you're playing and why you enjoy it, and also probably just getting your head around as quickly as possible in sport, things aren't going to go your way 100% of the time. There's a lot of ups and downs. And the reality is probably a little bit more down than ups. I think if you stick at it and you build a bit of resilience, success can be really achievable.
All right. Hey, Callum, thanks for joining us today, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, guys.